few years ago, during some construction work in northern Israel, a bulldozer scraped away some earth and revealed a tiny opening to a giant limestone cave. It's a huge cavern with a high ceiling and lots of statuesque orange-tinted stalagmites. Amateur cavers soon explored the space, but they weren't the first to find Mannot Cave alluring. Tens of thousands of years ago, humans were already occupying it. Now a team of archaeologists report one particularly good find, a battered 55,000-year-old piece of skull. It looks remarkably modern. In fact, it may belong to a group of humans who later colonised Europe and might even have interbred with Neanderthals. Anthropologist Israel Hershkovich from Tel Aviv University is one of the team. He tells Nature reporter Ewan Calloway about their first visit to the cave.
Nobody actually knew that there is a cave there because the entrance to the cave collapsed thousands of years ago. We first entered to the cave through this small opening that was created by the bulldozer, and the immediate survey of the cave told us that the cave was inhabited by prehistoric man for thousands and thousands of years. So it's an amazing, beautiful prehistoric cave.
Tell us about the skull you found.
Okay, the skull is very gracile. It's there is nothing on the skull that make it different from modern skull. It is a rounded skull. Rounded skull are very typical to modern human skull. But on top of it, the skull still keep what you call several archaic traits. You know, old traits that can be found in much older specimens. So it's a combination.
So your team is arguing that you think this skull represents a wave of humans who migrated out of Africa some 60,000 years ago.
This is the first evidence that showed that indeed there was a large wave of African migrants coming out of East Africa, crossing the Sahara Desert, crossing the Nubian Desert, coming up along the Mediterranean coast and inhabiting the Eastern Mediterranean region, roughly 55,000 years ago. So it is really a key skull in understanding modern human evolution.
Are you saying that this skull represents the ancestors of the humans who went on to colonize Europe?
Yes. The morphology and the shape of the skull clearly show that the Mannot skull is very similar to the early Upper Paleolithic skull, which implies that the Mannot people probably are the forefathers of many of the what you call the early Upper Paleolithic populations of Europe.
Could the human who possessed this skull, could he or she have encountered Neanderthals?
It's a possibility. I mean, what you have to remember, if you take the Mannot cave, you can easily see that Mannot cave is less than 50 kilometers from Kebara cave or from Amud cave. And we know from the skeletal remains that the people who inhabited those caves, Kebara and Amud, were Neanderthals. They were living side by side for thousands and thousands of years. So imagine to yourself, here we actually hold a skull of a human being that could interbreed with the Neanderthals.
When humans and Neanderthals interbred, you had hybrids. Is it possible that this skull could represent one such hybrid?
Well, first of all, it's a possibility. The problem is how you identify hybrid, how he would look like a hybrid of Neanderthals and modern humans, unless we will succeed in extracting enough DNA from the skull and do the genetic analysis, and this would give us the ultimate answer to your question. Otherwise, we don't know.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you next. Is there any possibility that scientists that will be able to recover DNA from the skull to answer that question?
Well, honestly, the chances are not great. I'm very sorry to disappoint you in this respect. The chances are not great. DNA material is not preserved in the southern Levant because of the climatic condition and so on. Your chances are much better if you go up to a much colder areas. But still, we don't have to give up because, you know, technology is improving all the time and we can work with less and less material.
That was Israel Hershkovich talking to Ewan Calloway. And there's a high chance there'll be more skull hiding places, he says, because of Israel's geology.
Most of Israel, 95% of Israel, is limestone. So basically, Israel is like a Swiss cheese with millions of holes.
So there's a whole lot more to find out about the human conquest of the Middle East.